This is the Agile Thoughts Podcast, and I'm Lance Kine.
Hey everyone, my name is Siddharth. I'm a product manager at Goldbridge AI. I went to UC Berkeley and graduated last year with data science. I am from the Bay Area, from Cupertino, went to Cupertino High School. Went to college, like I said, in Berkeley, and I'm currently living in San Francisco. So Bay Area, love it. Been here my whole life, and I think I'm going to stay here.
This is a continuing episode of a series about Goldbridge AI with my guest, Siddharth. The series started on episode 296.
I guess one question for you, maybe if you want to answer it.
Go ahead.
How is as of recently or, you know, or previous, like how was job searching for you? Like what were was it difficult? Was it easy? Like what were your main pain points or like what were things that you found to be very helpful? Like how did you navigate this whole professional space?
Oh yeah. Let's see here. So this is the year 2025 and yep. I was looking back at my career and I was thinking like, how many times have I been in a lurch in between jobs where I think, holy crud, I got to get this thing, kind of like an unscheduled lurch. How do I get this worked out? And this is probably the third time. I think the first time was when I was working with Hewlett Packard. There was the tech layoffs after Carly Fiorina, and the Compaq and HP merger caused a lot of disruption at Hewlett Packard. And so that was my first time. And that was fairly gentle. I was at HP a long time, so I had a pretty good severance. But I got the problems, you know, It gave me opportunity to do things that I wouldn't normally have done if I would have stayed at HP. So it's actually being, if you will, workforce reduced or laid off or whatever the current term is, can actually help you reboot a lot of things that maybe you didn't try because it just wasn't really easy to get started with. You know, the financial stress is never fun. You know, the capitalist system means we have to like keep making some income or we won't be able to keep up with our bills. That's the hard part. Yeah. But if you can find a way to get somewhat comfortable with that and not drive yourself crazy, you can really find other things that you've been thinking about entering into that space and working hard to get there. It's a good question, Sid. I'm going to take some time to answer it. The next time it happened, let's see here, was the financial crisis. And I took that opportunity just to change countries. I moved to China. So I said, well, if the economy is bad here and I can get to debt free if I can get debt free, I can just move to another country and learn about a new culture and enjoy trying a life somewhere really different. And so that's what I did. That's when I moved to China. And the economy in China wasn't having any lurch at all like the US was. So I was able to, when I wanted to, I was able to pick up work and start working. And so that was a really big pivot there for me. And now I happen to be in between again, and you get to like find opportunities to try new things. So after you're very senior at certain things, and it comes back to what can you afford to do if you need to take a junior position. So that means I'd move from something that I'm very senior at to maybe to something really different where I would take a junior position, and I have to see if that really fits my lifestyle. If this is you, I'm talking to you on the call audience. If you're trying to find a position at something that's really different than what you normally do, you might be struggling with taking a junior position. You might not be able to afford to, because right now, for example, for me, my margins are fairly low. For most junior positions, I can't afford to pivot to something that's too junior.
Right.
Okay. There is some flexibility, but it's not a lot as much as like I've had in the past. Kids in college and all that kind of stuff, it takes up money.
Okay. Yeah. Fair.
So what I'm personally doing is I'm looking for positions that I normally do for to solve the short-term problem of the capitalistic got to pay bills problem. Mm-hmm. And while I'm interviewing and looking for those jobs, I'm also working on my own, bringing my own product to market, which will give me the experience I need to go past a junior level into at least a mid to maybe even a senior level. So I have a long-term play and a short-term play. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay. Okay. Very cool. A lot of experiences, a lot of perspective. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I'm going to go ahead and be like specific now. I kind of talked generically because that's what fits everyone. So I've been an Agile coach and a software developer for a long time, and I'm senior in those areas. But the AI space is disrupting development somewhat, maybe a lot soon, but maybe at least somewhat now. And the organizational change market, the Agile coaching market, is been under disruption for the last 3 or 4 years. It's just been shrinking. So there's not as much demand as there used to be. And that means there's a lot of people who used to be in this big industry looking for jobs. And so there's a lot of choices an employer gets to make among the people who are searching for work. And so my long-term play is I'm like you, Sid, I'm working on an AI product and I'm bringing it to market. That's what I work on in my right now spare time. And I'll turn it, it'll be a revenue generating, product. I don't know if it'll be revenue generating enough to make me a living, but it's certainly serious. I'll be running an operations in the cloud. And so I'll be developing my operations side of experience because as a developer, I don't get a lot of operations experience. I tend to be developing and creating some functionality, it goes to market, and then there's usually another team that handles the operations aspect. I want to remove that, if you will, weakness, because it's an area I never had to do too much of, was of operation.
Agile Grande teaches you systems thinking through dramatic storytelling. Such as Carter takes a job to improve a logistics company's adaptability, but efforts to scale agile practices are being blocked by Mr. Chernesky, a vice president who's organized the company into siloed pigeonholes in order to secretly make millions with a dark web shipping service. Carter's life is in danger. He goes underground. And a spy agency hunts for him. When Carter uses systems thinking, systems modeling, and organizational change to save his company and his life, you get to learn how to apply that to your organization as well. Get your free copy of Agile Grande at leanpub.com.
Check out the show notes because we put in cool links to useful things that were discussed in this podcast, such as a link directly to Goldbridge AI. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for your easy tapping. And if you happen to download this from the web page, we still got your back. Go back to the web page where we got the MP3, and there you will see the show notes. This is a continuing episode of the series. The series started at episode 296. So if you are like my friend CJ and you missed the first episode, go back to agilethoughts.info and type into the search box the first episode 296 and it will find it for you. Next episode, more Siddharth.
Do you have like advice for like new grads, people graduating college, someone like me? I just started a full-time job, my first proper full-time job like 2 weeks ago. Like, I don't know, career advice, life advice, any perspective you can offer in a more general sense.